We were talking about the US men's national team yesterday with Jeff Carlisle. We need to talk about the Mexican national team, because that opening game against Panama, losing 2-1, has really put the cat amongst the pigeons about Chepe de la Torre and his future as the manager of the Mexican national team. And there is a man on the line waiting to join us who is no better a person to join us to talk all things Mexican national team. He is from goal.com. He is a man that knows all things about football south of the border, and he's a very good friend of the show as well. It's Mr. Eric Gomez joining us on the line today, our guest today. Eric, how are you, mate? It's a pleasure to have you back on the show.
Doing good. Again, I mean, it seems like every time we talk, I'm doing a little bit better than Chepo de la Torre, but I think today I'm pretty sure about that.
it keeps getting worse and worse for this guy, and I can only assume that you're either staying stationary or you're getting better and better, and we hope it's the latter here on World Football Day. That's for sure, Eric. For you, though, as a fan of Mexican football, as an avid follower of it, it must be going down with Chep at the moment, about how poor this Mexico side is doing at the moment, both in CONCACAF World Cup qualification and now the Gold Cup as well. Nothing's going right.
Yeah, it's carried over for sure, and we've seen a lot of very, very discouraging things from the Mexican national team, no matter who's the person, who the guy is up front for Mexico, or what the squad is in general. But again, we saw an A team play the Confederations Cup and lose quite easily to Italy and Brazil. We saw the U-20 World Cup, which 2 years ago had become just a stellar event for Mexican football. They finished third place. Couldn't get out of the round of 16 this time. And now the Gold Cup, with a completely different group of players, has gotten off to a terrible start, and there are already calls for Chepo's head, so we'll see what happens there.
It doesn't surprise that there are calls for the head, considering how bad it has been going for Chepo recently, as you mentioned. It's all starting to implode slightly, and with a new fresh set of players, many would think that the Gold Cup would be an opportunity for them to start trying to earn themselves a place in the kind of in the A squad of the Mexican national team. Are you surprised how lackluster the performance has been against Panama last night?
I'm definitely surprised at the level of desperation that this team showed. I mean, sure, they gave up an early goal, and it might have been a ticky-tack penalty for most of us who were watching that game. But, you know, you have to adapt to the circumstances of any match. And to know that you still have two matches in the group stage in front of you, that those two matches are going to be played against teams that are, you know, below the 50th spot in the FIFA World Rankings, teams that aren't even looking to make the World Cup, that should make you feel pretty good about yourself, despite the scoreline in Pasadena yesterday. But it didn't. I mean, Mexico just completely imploded from the start. They gave up that first goal and just went absolutely crazy looking to draw the game up. Eventually, they did. Off of that spectacular Marco Fabian play right before the first half whistle. And when they came back from the second half, I mean, it seemed like this team had gotten a pat in the back for 15 minutes. They were just absolutely flat. And of course, what ends up happening is Panama scores that second goal, and the entire process just absolutely repeats itself, with Mexico going crazy in front of goal and just losing every little bit of order that they had left. So it was surprising, but I think that this is just a sign of the times for Mexico. The pressure that is on for them, this group of guys should not be contaminated by the past failings of other players on the Mexican national team, but that their psyche has been affected, and they feel that it's now on them to bring some sort of joy back to the Mexican back to the Mexican fans.
Eric, that kind of almost, I don't want to say mental breakdown, but the kind of the chaos that you described for Mexico there, does that not come in part with the lack of experience, of course, at the international level for this current crop that are playing under the national team banner, though?
It is a collective mental breakdown, though. I mean, I would have to agree with that. It sounds downright evil, to accuse 23 guys of breaking down mentally, but I do think that that's what's happening. I mean, it's sometimes hard for Americans, for people who come from the UK, Europeans in general, to realize that the Mexican psyche is something that really comes into play every single day for these guys, not just for, you know, for soccer players. It happens for everybody. And it's something that just cannot be overwritten over the course of three games in the U.S. And right now, these guys are just absolutely, you know, they don't know which way is up, because they've been contaminated by all of the pressure coming from the press, coming from fans. You know, things have not gotten better. We saw the Mexican fans just absolutely losing it yesterday after the game ended, pelting the Mexican coaching staff with beers and bottled water and just everything that they could get their hands on. That sort of thing is just, you know, something that you really just kind of have to shake your head at, because, again, you lost to Panama. All right, you know, bigger teams have lost to smaller teams in the past. This is what makes football such a great sport, the element of the unexpected. But you still have two games in this Gold Cup, at least, to make sure that you get into the knockout stages, which, to be honest, Mexico will. And it seemed like this was some sort of elimination game. We saw the players just leave the pitch with their heads absolutely down, shoulders slumped. It was just kind of a very, very odd scene to experience.
This this sort of attitude and aggressive outreach, though, at Mexico and the football team. I mean, this is something, though, that's been building for a long time. And when you put Mexico in a group with Panama and Canada and with Martinique as well, I mean, there is an expectation, though, of 9 points going in. And do you think, in some way, you sympathize with the fans that were acting in that way? Not because I condone in any way, shape or form, you know, launching objects onto the pitch, throwing beer over people. It's not what we want to see in football. But this frustration has been going on for a long period now, and there's seemingly been no change at all to Jose Manuel de la Torre's approach towards this side.
No, there hasn't. I mean, this particular strategy, this particular script for Mexico, we've now seen about 15 times this year, and the results have been two wins in that lapse. You know, 2013 has brought Mexico two wins so far, so that has been an absolute just an absolute stinker for Mexico in every sense of the word. I mean, I agree with you there, but still don't think the fans should have reacted that way, because it just sets an ugly precedent. I think, you know, we've seen Mexican fans at the Estadio Azteca, which is of course Mexico's big home stadium, the football cathedral, erupt in boos, but we've definitely never seen them hurl objects onto the pitch and try to literally strike the national team manager down. So you know, far from condoning it, I think that the frustration must be, I mean, you got to transmit that a different way. You've got to boo at the stadium if you don't like the performance. There were even chants of "Fuera Chepo," which means, you know, out with Chepo in Spanish. You know, that sort of thing is fine, even though we've seen a few Mexican players just really kind of come out against the fans and say, well, you shouldn't be, just because you paid for a ticket, you shouldn't be yelling this stuff out at a stadium. I mean, that I don't agree with as well, but far from attacking the Mexican national team manager, the situation has just really gotten out of hand.
It's obviously Jose Manuel de la Torre's last few games in charge if there is a Gold Cup collapse for this Mexico side. With the approach now to the Canada game and the Martinique game, it's got to be wins, obviously, but does it have to be convincing wins, or will just 3 points and struggling through this group be enough to appease slightly these Mexican fans?
Well, you know, in the 2007 Gold Cup, we saw a Mexican A squad face the Gold Cup with Hugo Sanchez as manager, and they lost a game in the group stage. They lost against Honduras 2-1. The following two games, or the remaining two games in that group stage, were ugly wins, but they were wins. When they got into the quarterfinals, not much changed. You know, they were only able to beat Guadeloupe, which is, much like Martinique, a French overseas department, after extra time, 1-0. You know, they really struggled to get to the final against the United States. Ironically, when they get to the final, they play their best 90 minutes of the tournament, and the scoreline just kind of doesn't respect that effort from them, and they lose 2-1. But I think that the common goal here is to get to the Gold Cup final, no matter how they do so. Right now, against Canada, which is their next game, they've got to really think about the result over everything else. So their approach is going to be, let's see what Canada does. If they go out there and defend themselves, then we'll just attack for 90 minutes and shield our back line. But if Canada tries to go out there and attack the giant, if you will, then they'll have to adjust their strategy to pull out 3 points. But it's not going to be easy for them now, because the first opponent that they have to beat is themselves. And I know that sounds like some sort of cliche that you would tell high school kids to, you know, kind of get their mentality in check, but it's the truth. It's absolutely the truth.
It's something straight out of Friday Night Lights, I think, the movie or something like that there. You got to be a
huge fan of Friday Night Lights. So. Shout out to Kyle Chandler right there.
When we look at the Canada Martinique game from yesterday, the result obviously puts a little more emphasis on Canada to go out and attack Mexico. I mean, does last night's events in the other game, does that help Mexico in any way, shape or form, do you think, or does it really actually hinder them? It gives Canada an excuse to go at Mexico.
Well, I think Canada is kind of in the same boat right now. Canada has a little bit more to look forward to in the future, now that they've gotten a world-class manager to take over the reins for that team in Benito Floro. This Gold Cup was really their last opportunity to do something of substance before the 2018 World Cup qualifiers roll around. They'll definitely be watching the World Cup next year at home. So, you know, they should really be focusing on extending this Gold Cup run as much as possible. And I think that now they're on the outside looking in, because they lost against Martinique, which on paper was the weakest team in the group. They're not looking like a team that's going to be able to beat either Panama or Mexico. So they've really got to go out and just give it their all against Mexico. I wouldn't expect Canada to come out firing, but I also wouldn't expect them to just really sit back and wait. They're not really a counterattacking sort of team. So I think that given the circumstances, we'll see kind of a balanced attack from Canada and trying to use their advantages as much as possible, set pieces mostly. I mean, Canada have gotten some pretty top-heavy players and some pretty tall players as well. So if they get a corner kick, if they get a free kick close to the Mexican goal, expect them to try and use some of their tall strikers, tall defenders to head a ball in there. Aside from that, you know, you don't really see where Canada is able to hurt Mexico, because they seem to be in complete disarray. I mean, take a look at that Martinique Canada game from yesterday, and at times it felt like, you know, Martinique won, and they did so deservedly, but they should have won that game about 3-1 or, you know, 2-0. They dominated throughout the entire second half, and if not for a few ugly misses from Piquion and a few of their other players, I mean, they could have really, really put some distance between both teams.
Just finally, Eric, with the World Cup qualification still heavily in doubt, especially for Mexico, and we all know what the Gold Cup means to this Mexico national team. As a broader thing in general, in terms of CONCACAF and these sides that are involved in the hexagonal round, we've seen obviously the kind of I don't want to say the B teams, but you know, it's not the A squads that are coming out for this tournament. At this point, this Gold Cup in this timing, how much emphasis is put on it compared to what you see 2 years ago, back in 2011? Is it less prestigious, if you will, to take this Gold Cup as opposed to a one without the World Cup approaching?
It definitely is, and you know, CONCACAF won't really like us saying this, but this is an absolute money grab, the fact that they have this competition every 2 years. You know, they know that Mexican fans, Guatemalan fans, Salvadorians, Panama, you know, they have enough people to pay for ridiculous ticket prices and go to LA, go to Chicago, go to New York and fill up those stadiums and leave CONCACAF with a hefty profit margin. But this really shouldn't be happening every 2 years. I mean, the fact is, you know, not just Mexico has 23 guys out there that shouldn't be in their Gold Cup squad, but Honduras doesn't have their best players. Panama doesn't have a couple of their best players. The United States is going with sort of a mix of the A squad and the B squad. So it doesn't really make sense to hold this tournament and to really kind of force us as journalists to cover it because, you know, we're obliged to. Even though they changed the format to make it so that the winner has at least a spot in the playoff towards the 2017 Confederations Cup, it's still not the ideal thing to do. And I think CONCACAF would really help itself out and its member nations if they really just spaced it out, you know, say that after 2015, we're going to have this every 4 years and the winner is just going to go to the Confederations Cup. And you know what? You're going to have a summer off when you're in the middle of World Cup qualification of all things to really kind of gather your bearings. I mean, it doesn't help anybody. It doesn't, definitely doesn't help the U.S., Mexico, Canada, or sorry, Panama, Honduras, Costa Rica, and Jamaica. Well, Jamaica is actually out of the Gold Cup, but I mean, the other five nations, it doesn't help them at all to have to play games in the middle of the summer when their players should be resting and getting ready for their club seasons and their national team appearances. So it's just not ideal, and it's definitely less prestigious. But you know, if we get some good football games out of it, then I think it's going to be worth it, at least for the fans.
It will be something to tide us over in the summer. We had the Confederations Cup. We've at least now got the Gold Cup to take us in to, or at least here on World Football Daily, to take us into the European start of the season as well, to interfere with Major League Soccer nicely as well, which is something I'm sure the league loves, with some of their players being pilfered up and snatched to play in these Gold Cup games. Eric, it's been an absolute pleasure to have a chat with you. We always enjoy getting you on World Football Daily and absolutely love your insight into the game and everything south of the border. I hope for your sake that that the Mexican national team start to pick it up and can raise their game in this tournament and in general. Otherwise, you know, it's not going to be fun covering them much longer, but at least you'll know that you're at a better place and better station in life at the moment than Jose right. Manuel De La Torre.
right. Well, I mean, here's hoping the next time we speak, it's better times for Mexico, or if not, we get to a breaking point. That'll be a fun conversation anyway, right?
Yeah, we'll get to discuss who should be taking the reins of the Mexican national team. Eric, an absolute pleasure as always, man. Take care, have a wonderful day, and we look forward to catching up with you again very soon, mate.
Thank you
very much there, Mr. Eric Gomez, joining us here on World Football Daily to talk all things Mexican football. The disastrous state that is the Mexican national team at the moment continues with that terrible game on Sunday evening against Panama.